Busi Mashilisela has been called South Africa's Bob Dylan or Woody Guthrie. He was a voice of protest and hope throughout the years of apartheid in that country. He's now released his first album in the United States. It's called The Voice. NPR's Gemma Hooley has this profile.
In 1980, police came looking for Busi Mashilisela. It was their fourth visit to his grandmother's house. This time, she was ready. She boiled the kettle and switched off the lights.
And the police came and she told them, look, I've got boiling water here in the kitchen. The first one who's going to come is going to get it. I'm tired of you taking my child. Your children are sleeping well. My son is not going anywhere today. And they left.
Mashilisela was a young political activist in apartheid South Africa. At stadium rallies, his guitar and his voice were weapons on the front lines of a revolution.
Then I'll stop singing of love. Now that my memory is surrounded by blood, sister, why, oh, why do we at times mistake a pimple for a cancer? La 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 la.
Writer Sibu Nkumalo was often in the crowd.
He used to open up at all the big rallies. He opened up rallies, he closed rallies. He was a pivotal part of an entire movement.
Need I remind anyone again that under struggle is an act of love?
Need I remind anyone that armed struggle is an act of love? For that message, Mashilisela spent many nights in South Africa's apartheid-era jails. He says that's where his music blossomed.
Need I remind anyone again that armed struggle is an act of love? La la la.
He and other activists wrote songs together in their cells, songs he still remembers today.
Songs just kept on coming. It was like a school of composing, you know. It was so great, and we while away time like that. Amapono atlopa bazale khaya bathiziphi izingane zabo. Amapono atlopa bazale khaya bathiziphi izingane zabo. Uzobashaya ngeaka umkhonto, uzobashaya ngebhazuka. The whites are troubling our parents back home. They are troubling them, they are asking them, where are your children? Where are your children? But AK will come back and will hit them hard.
AK will hit them hard, as in AK-47. The 80s were a time of violent struggle in South Africa, the bitter end of apartheid, a decade of defiance, despair, and what native South African musician Dave Matthews calls a true and justifiable fury.
But the fact that that wasn't everything, it didn't only become that, it didn't only become hatred, it also manifested itself in beauty and in incredible art on all levels. And Vusi is a wonderful example of the beauty that came out of that difficult time.
We used to float in a wave of dreams, all the lifelong days, full days with open skies.
All the time when you are there in jail, they make you polish their boots. At one time you're polishing the boots, at one time that boot is kicking you. But inside, I know that I was writing something in my heart, in my mind. And when I came out there, and I would sort of like really put everything on paper and then put it into music.
Isolating the inner turmoil, the suffering, humiliation, deprivation of the human rights.
Mashilisela's music went largely unrecorded in the 80s. No record companies would take chances on such a political artist. Then in 1990, Nelson Mandela was released from prison. And Vusi Mashilisela was confronted with a problem. How to commit the songs that grew out of his political experience to records, records that would sell, without selling out. He says he's not entirely happy with his first three albums as individual offerings.
It's some kind of a trilogy. It's like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you have one of those albums, then you don't have the whole of Vusi. So in order to understand where Vusi has sort of like really scratched some light in some way, you have to have all these three albums.
The music scratches some light, as he puts it, because it mirrors the changes happening around him in his homeland.
Let them give something to the world, and not just to take it from it. And will you ring the bells when you come back? Will you beat the drums when you come back home? Will you ring the bells when you come back? Will you beat the drums when you come back home? Will you ring the bells when you come back?
He welcomes heroes home from exile and jail, but he doesn't shy away from the realities of a traumatized country still partly at war with itself. His ballad Troubadour is based on a poem about the complicated return of exiled writer Dennis Brutus.
Oh, Troubadour, did they ask you why you traverse the streets? Oh,
came back home to South Africa after a day, you know, just a day or two, he was walking down the streets of Johannesburg and he was mugged by the tigers of the streets.
Brutus was just one victim of the crime wave that washed onto South African streets like a toxic residue of apartheid. The country's fragile peace depended in part on a complex capacity for forgiveness. Mashlasela calls it the wisdom of forgiveness, a feeling the poem and the song both reflect.
Or did you still stop on the hole?
The poetics of humanity will spread through the desert of their inhumanity, brought by the years of cruel white winter. Brought by the years of cruel white winter. I think the writer in this, it's so beautiful. You'll sort of like really understand the people who attacked him. If they were like really been in a country where they were given opportunity to do what is best for them that they can do and get job and whatever, they wouldn't have done what they've done.
He does sing about the bittersweetness of the moment.
Writer Sibu Nkumalo.
While Mandela was free, there was a hell of a lot that still had to be done. There's still a hell of a lot of suffering. That's 40% of the country is unemployed as we speak. So it wasn't all a bed of roses, and he doesn't shy away from that. And I think he speaks about it really honestly.
Mashlasela turned his voice to poverty and the ailing economy. Yet, whatever his inspiration, says Dave Matthews, Mashlasela is doing now what he's always done.
Vusi's music does a great job of explaining or expressing the spirit that was so vibrant underneath the weight of apartheid and the hopefulness, not foolish hopefulness, and I don't mean blind faith, I mean determination. And it comes out in his music, and it comes out in this way, in a very humble way, and therefore it's more effective. It's not earnest for the sake of being earnest. It's not trying to be heartfelt. It just is.
Mashlasela says his talent is a fire borrowed from God. After the trilogy came two more albums and now his US debut. The song list is a roadmap of Mashlasela's journey along the path his country has taken, from protest to forgiveness to cautious celebration.
And I think in the post-apartheid South Africa today, in this new democracy, there is a way to bring back those memories through song, changing what was really deadly into something very much lively.
Vusi Mashlasela carried his music across language barriers to the US this summer and will tour here again in the fall. His American debut album is titled simply The Voice. Gemma Hooley, NPR News.
And we have more of Vusi Mashlasela's music on our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.